Okay, so I have to ask you guys a question about what makes you really, really scared. Like the dentist or the dark, or what do you think? Oh, hi, Melina. Uza, what makes you really, really scared? Oh, you're afraid that someday the sun will explode? Yeah, that would make me afraid too. That would be very frightening. Who else has something that they're afraid of? Me, I'm not really good with rodents or lizards or anything that moves too fast at me. In fact, when a lizard's been in the office, I freak out and I leave. And Jeannie and Amy have to take care of it. I know, they're really tiny and they're not going to hurt me, but I still freak out. So what are you guys afraid of? Yes, Melina? Okay, so when you're at the beach, you're afraid of a tsunami? Wow, we've got like really significant geographical issues here. How about something like every day and a little bit tamer? Dark? Snakes? No? No? No snakes? No dark? No spiders? Oh, lima beans. Being made to eat lima beans. No? You have another thing you're afraid of, Uza? They taste disgusting. Okay, so we've got huge natural disasters that you're afraid of. Okay, that's good. When you're afraid of that, what can you do so that you won't be afraid? What do you think, Uza? Good, you cannot think about what you're afraid of. That's good, you can distract yourself. Yeah, sometimes your fear is just about something in the future. Right, okay. Well, what else can you do? What can we do in our hearts and our heads?
Yeah.
Perfect, Ariana. You can remember God and that God is protecting you. And in our gospel story, our story about Jesus today, he says, don't be afraid. So perfect, that's a good summary. So next time you guys are afraid of something, like a tsunami, or the sun exploding, or lima beans, or a lizard, or whatever it is, don't be afraid. Jesus told us not to be afraid. So come on here, let's say a quick prayer, and you guys can go off to Sunday school. Now, does somebody feel like leading us in prayer about not being afraid and trusting God? You can do it? Oh, good. I'm always glad when you do it.
Dear God, please let us know that since you're always with us, there's no reason that we should be afraid. Amen.
What do we say to say we agree with that? What do we say?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Uza. That was a great prayer. And I'm going to give this to you. And in the back is your mom who's taking you guys off for Sunday school. We'll see you later.